Our second feature this week is about a teacher who is helping refugees live their new lives. Having fled the horrors of war or persecution, learning a new language can help refugees and asylum seekers thrive. Nikki Turner is helping them, and here is Rosemary Scott to read the feature written by Angie George.
Even after everything has been stripped away from them, one thing they still have is their name. It's hugely important that they learn how to spell it and say it accurately. Sometimes all they have is their identity. Rather stops you in your tracks, doesn't it? It's something Nikki Turner from Norwich is very clear and passionate about, and is a statement that has stayed with me ever since we spoke. Imagine that your home, family, friends, job, pets, possessions, and so much more have been taken away. And in addition to living in a different country and dealing with the associated trauma, one of the many things on your list for setting up your new life is to learn the language. Nikki is one of the people making sure that happens here in Norfolk. An ESOL specialist, that's English as a Second or Other Language, for the past 20 years, Nikki teaches English courses for adult refugees across the county, while also working with Norwich integration projects such as New Roots and English Plus. In a typical class, she has students from Eritrea, Sudan, Afghanistan, Syria, Cameroon and Ukraine. It's really good for them to see other nationalities and not feel like they're on their own in this scenario, she says. We used to have a project working with Syrians. We're now working with Afghanis and more recently Ukrainians that are coming into the country. I'm trying to set up a course in DIS at the moment for Ukrainian speakers because the communities and families welcoming them have asked for face-to-face classes. The level at which a new student can speak and understand English can vary hugely. So the first thing Nikki does is establish their existing baseline, if they have one at all. The overall aim is to ensure everyone has some basic English and can make themselves understood. And it's why she set up a new course recently called Welcome to the UK, using functional language to help with everyday scenarios. One of Nikki's classes is for those who don't know any English. She encourages them to be able to give their email address and clearly spell their names when asked. They talk about things like shopping or going to the GP, phrases that will get them through day-to-day living in the UK. They need to be really clear on who they are, she says. I'm very strong in my class that their identity is important. It's easy to get the spelling of their names wrong unless they can be very clear about it. An identity can change overnight with one spelling error. Nikki bases her lessons, which take place both online and face-to-face, around everyday things, using local surroundings as inspiration. She might, for example, talk about landmarks in Norwich or the things you can buy at the market. This plays a big part in helping her students feel like they're part of a wider community. I give them solid examples of how to deal with the doctors, bank or benefits office as best I can, in the knowledge that we'll never be able to cover everything, she explains. But if they learn how to say, "I don't understand, please, can you speak more slowly?" And if there's really no communication, saying, "Please, can you find an interpreter or use Google Translate?" It's really important. With a class full of adults who have come to Norfolk from across the world, where do you start and how do you teach? Actually, Nikki finds a multilingual group much easier, because the tendency is for students from the same country to revert to speaking their native language. What happens in monolingual groups is there's always one who is better and will then explain it to the others in their language, she says. but it means that people don't have to try so hard, and this is their one chance to really try and focus. If you have a polylingual class, they have to speak English, so I very much put them into pairs in different language groups to practice what we're teaching. I introduce something, we will practice it, then they perform it. I mix the different languages up. To be honest, I prefer that. It slows things down, but it means they really have to listen. Nikki's classes aren't simply out of a textbook. She's a very visual teacher, using games, technology, and models to complement learning. It's a lot of me running around like a loon, waving my arms around and acting it out, she laughs. I use lots of objects and visual things to help them understand, and I speak in English the whole time. They might not get it all, and that's okay. The bits I want them to understand, they will get in the end. Being absolutely accurate isn't the point, it's being confident enough to communicate. Nikki reckons it's good to get started with learning English as soon as possible in an appropriate level class. For lower ability classes, she prefers teaching face-to-face, but online is sometimes a necessity. She said, it depends what technologies each person has access to. Learning English not only holds the key to people settling in here and feeling more at home, but it can really aid employability and the ease at which they can find work that suits their professional experience. A lot of people come from high-grade jobs, says Nikki. I'm teaching people who are bankers or have worked in the security forces or the lawyers. The only thing that's stopping them in this country is their language level. I think there's a tendency sometimes to say, just get any job you can. It's almost like saying, just be happy with what you've got. Okay, that might be necessary to start with, to have some money coming in. But ultimately, if they're trained engineers, for example, they can be engineers in this country, and they just need to work on their English. It's only their language that's stopping them.
Thank you, Rosemary. Now back to John for our last batch of news.